Leading our news this morning, Iraq's government says it's starting to get the upper hand against the Sunni militants. It's saying the army has recaptured several towns in the north and killed hundreds of insurgents in the last 24 hours. The militant group ISIS has posted photographs online that appear to show its fighters executing Iraqi soldiers. Prime Minister Tony Abbott has arrived back in Canberra from his overseas trip as the Senate prepares to debate the government's controversial deficit levy. The 2% tax on incomes of $180,000 or more is expected to pass Parliament later in the week. But the fate of other unpopular measures such as the petrol tax and changes to family payments remain unclear. An investigation is trying to determine the cause of a gas explosion in Victoria's north that's left one man dead and another critically injured. The men were working in the cellar of a hotel at Rochester yesterday afternoon when the blast took place. Police are investigating the death of a man whose body has been found in bushland at Jamberoo Mountain south of Sydney. The body of the man in his 40s was found near the top of the lookout. Police are treating the death as suspicious and they've set up a crime scene there. An annual survey by Melbourne University has found that gender roles are persisting in Australian households. The university has interviewed thousands of Australians each year since 2001. The national survey has found women still do 15 hours more housework than men each week and 12 hours more of the child rearing.